Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Don Johnson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Breidwesser. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Cusava. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Cusava. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Breidwesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Breidwesser moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lawler moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Breidwesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bridewesser hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Kell reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Lawler scores. Rivera moves to third. Michaels moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The slide. Courtney applies the tag. Rivera is out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards third. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Deering strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzava strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzava fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 2 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Waitkus reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Maury Martin now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Deering hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuzava bunts towards first. Cal scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 3 in the game. Abrams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Fred Marsh pinch runs for George Kell. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Stevens catches it and throws to first to double up Marsh. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera bunts towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridwesser hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-4 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Deering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley pinch hits for Bobby Young. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.